Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After last-minute snags were straightened out, Israel's war cabinet and then legislature will vote on the ceasefire hostage release deal Friday.
What we hope is really the fact that we have a proper moment where we can have population to breathe and ensure that they can envision a better future.
Antoine Renard of the World Food Program in Gaza.
We have all it takes, actually, to provide the proper food assistance to the population, being in the north of Gaza or south and central.
A federal judge in Texas ruled that Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho can move ahead with another attempt to make it harder to access the pregnancy-ending drug called mifepristone. In a Slovak town on the border with Poland, an 18-year-old student fatally stabbed two people at a high school. A third person was critically wounded. The attacker ran, but police caught up with him shortly after the deed. This is ABC News. Lawyers for the man charged with murdering four University of Idaho students in 2022 are looking to partially lift the veil of secrecy shrouding the case.
In a new court filing, Brian Koberger's attorneys are asking the court to make public records detailing the way DNA evidence was used by detectives in building the case against Koberger. The DNA evidence, which police said matched Koberger, could be a linchpin in an otherwise mainly circumstantial case. Koberger's attorneys claim investigators used a controversial new genealogy technique to link Koberger to the crime, which they claim is not a smoking gun. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Turkey's state-run news agency reports at least 30 people have died in Istanbul the last 3 days drinking bootleg alcohol. Turkey is a secular state, but most of its citizens are Muslim, and alcohol is very expensive there. People resorting to homemade spirits, increasing the risk of poisoning from toxic substances. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you
yes.
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even-keeled he is, and I think, you know, his growth, I mean, the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uecker to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what, and he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Malcolm in the Middle is putting the band back together. The crazy popular show that premiered in 2000 is ready for a reboot. Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek will return, as well as series creator and head writer Linwood Boomer. Frankie Muniz also returns as Malcolm, who is now almost 40. During the show's 151-episode run, it pulled 33 Emmy nominations. Disney announced they will make 4 episodes to start. In Oh My Gosh, it's been a few weeks since Taylor Swift has made news. She is being a supportive girlfriend. Travis Kelce has decided to continue his NFL career despite falling stat lines, and Taylor Swift says she fully supports his decision. That's the story. It's not much, folks, but a little Taylor Swift news is less depressing than other news happening around the world. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 20s in the overnight with a gusty south breeze. Friday, there will be a chance of some light snow, maybe a bit of freezing rain mixing in, otherwise highs in the mid-30s. The weekend looks frigid. Currently 29 degrees.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the new people. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You can fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information, visit fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. I just was reading a piece in, I believe it was the New York Times, just a second ago, about how Netanyahu is basically stalling on signing this peace deal, which will lead to the immediate release of some hostages. And I just had this flashback to 1981, January 20th, 1981, as Ronald Reagan was putting his hand on the Bible to take the oath of office, and the, what was it, 44, I think, the American hostages in Iran were released at that moment. And I just had this flash, like, you know, that should have been, and for many of us it was, an indicator to America that Reagan and the Republicans had their dirty hand in Carter's attempts to free the hostages. The fact that basically Reagan got credit for freeing them, and they were released on the day that he was sworn in. Trump gets sworn in on Monday. I'm not suggesting that Netanyahu will time this so that the hostages get released at the minute Trump is being sworn in. But if he does, it would be a bizarre echo of the past. I mean, we're close enough right now that I think you could draw those analogies. Meanwhile, I mentioned this to Phil Itner, but it's worthy of pointing out, you know, standalone, that Mike Turner has been the head. He's a congressman from Ohio. He's been the head of the House Intelligence Committee for years. He's a very smart man, very knowledgeable about America's role in the world, and even though he's a Republican, an advocate of democracy, he is a staunch supporter of Ukraine and a staunch opponent of Vladimir Putin. So, of course, Mike Johnson, who will do anything Donald Trump tells him to do, no matter how obscene or how obsequious, Mike Johnson got rid of him and is replacing him with presumably a Putin toady as head of the Intelligence Committee in the House of Representatives. And when Mike Turner was asked about this, he said that Johnson told him that it was because of concerns from Mar-a-Lago. In other words, Trump wants to get rid of this guy who doesn't like Putin. And so far, Johnson has put Scott Perry, who is one of the, you know, apparently one of, according to the 9/11 or the January 6th committee, one of the insiders on the, in the conspiracy to end our government, and Ronnie Jackson, who was, you know, who used to be, they called him Dr. Feelgood when he was the White House doctor during Trump's administration. Meanwhile, over on social media, disinformation is just exploding, which is, of course, what you would expect under the Trump administration. Steve Schmidt this morning pointing out in his newsletter how Donald Trump once told Leslie Stahl that he attacks the press because when they write bad things about him, nobody will believe them. In other words, he's trying to discredit the American journalism. And Steve Bannon, said, our enemies aren't Democrats, our enemies are the media. And that's why we're going to flood the zone with the S word, you know, with crap. And that's exactly what's going on. And we're seeing it just hugely on social media. These are all getting millions of views, these stories I'm about to share with you. I got this from NewsGuardRealityCheck.com, by the way. The first eight Ukrainian generals' mansions burned down in Los Angeles. There are no Ukrainian generals or oligarchs or members of the Ukrainian military or people associated with Vladimir Zelensky who own any mansions in Los Angeles or anywhere in the United States. But this story, which was created, it's a fabricated video. It's styled as a news report from a Ukrainian state-run news outlet, United 24. And it claims that eight Ukrainian military officials owned mansions in Southern California that were burned out. It's a complete fabrication, just a complete lie. There's another one claiming that Gavin Newsom, State Farm Insurance's CEO John Farney, and Hollywood elites lit the fires to cover up tunnels underneath Los Angeles used to traffic children. This is a variation on the Comet pizza place, you know, story. That post has gotten 4.2 million views, 26,000 likes. It's from the at America's Outlaw, AMERICAZ Outlaw account, was first advanced that. And again, it's just obviously this is, it's being pushed by the same basically QAnon accounts. Here's another one. This is a video that spread among right-leaning social media users purporting to show unidentified foreigners dancing in a building while the California wildfires are visible outside the window. In other words, foreigners in America delighted at LA being on fire. It turns out actually the video was filmed in Switzerland several years ago, and the fire in the background was the Bad Hütte Rorschach, a bathing house in Rorschach, Switzerland, which burned down on December 23rd. Actually, it's not years old. It's from this year, to this last month. Here's another one. Actor James Wood rips DEI lesbian LA fire chief Kristen Crowley for focusing on DEI instead of keeping people safe. Crowley previously said DEI was her top priority. It turns out the Los Angeles Fire Department chief Kristen Crowley never said DEI was her top priority. You know, just another lie. Here's another one. This is a video of Taylor Swift on a late night show in which she says that the California wildfires are divine retribution for U.S. support of Israel and Jews. And it was, you know, again, AI-generated audio on top of a real video. Here's another one. Social media users are claiming that the federal government is providing full assistance to California and neglected to do the same for Republican-run North Carolina in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, which is, again, a complete lie. The Biden administration gave 100% grant, you know, federal support to both states. And the most recent one is a claim that this is a disinfo alert. This is from Olga Lautman, .substack.com. California Governor Newsom's policies in coordination with local governments have burned homes to the ground, prevented rebuilding, and are forbidding residents from selling their property. And this started with a guy named Mike Solana, who's a venture capitalist over on X, and was retweeted by Elon Musk. The reality, according to this newsletter, is that California Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order on Tuesday to protect fire victims from predatory real estate practices, saying that undervalued offers on properties are prohibited for 3 months. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe the people promoting these lies simply want, you know, to be able to go in and buy up distressed properties super cheap and exploit. You know, I mean, we saw this in New Orleans after Katrina. We've seen it, you know, over and over and over again. It's the vultures come in. And Gavin Newsom is trying to slow them down, at least, which seems to me like a good thing. I mean, if you're in California and you have thoughts on that, I'd love to hear them. Yesterday, somebody called and asked the question, why hasn't Joe Biden published the Equal Rights Amendment in the Federal Register? And the reason, it turns out, and I don't know how I missed this, this was December 17th, was that, and Senator, by the way, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has been pushing this really, really hard. And the problem is that Dr. Colleen Shogan, who is the national archivist, she's the person who would have to put it into place, who would have to take it from Biden and publish it, says that she will refuse to do so because the time expired on it. Now, she doesn't have a job where she has the ability to say no, but apparently she's saying no anyway. I'm guessing she's a leftover from the last Trump administration. But she does not, in a statement, Senator Gillibrand said that Dr. Shogan was, quote, correct that she has a responsibility to uphold the law, but by refusing to certify the ERA, she is wrongfully inserting herself into a clear constitutional process, despite the fact that her role is purely ministerial. And so, you know, this is turning into a little pissing match here, but it looks like it's not going to get published because of this obstructionist archivist and, you know, wild stuff. And just a note, you know, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was put into detention several days ago. I believe he's still there. I think he's still in jail. He's refusing to cooperate with investigators. So, and this guy was the, you know, the elected president of South Korea, but he declared a national state of emergency and martial law, and the legislature said, no, you don't. The difference is that his party was in the minority in the legislature, in the South Korean legislature, whereas Trump's party is in the majority. So if he tries this, I doubt the same thing will happen here. But anyway, here we are.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So how would you like to slow down the aging of your brain? I got a tip for that on the other side of this break, and then I'll pick up your calls. We'll be right back with you.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. I try to eat healthy, but I'm human. I mean, occasionally I fall off the healthy eating wagon. I binged out on some of Louise's Christmas cookies the other day. But even when I mess up my diet and nutrition, the Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. How in the world can Field of Greens promise better health or your money back? Because each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's the heart health group, the lungs and kidney group, the metabolism group, even healthy weight. Field of Greens is radically better. It's the only one that promises better health or your money back. And I love the energy I get when I drink Field of Greens. One drink a day is all it takes. You'll look and feel healthier with more energy fast, and your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. Get your New Year's discount with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to really increase your health this year. If your doctor doesn't notice an improvement, you get your money back. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your call. Well, actually, one quick story I wanted to share with you, and then I'll get your calls here. This is a new study that was, it's called the Green Mediterranean Diet. And basically, you know, the Mediterranean diet is a diet that is like no processed foods, no red meat, or super minimal, a little tiny bit of fish and maybe chicken, depending on where you are, and lots of greens and fruits and nuts. Well, this group in Israel, this was an Israeli study, this is a group of people who were obese and or had high cholesterol levels when they started the program. And they put them on the Mediterranean diet, but they made one change. And the one change was that every night for dinner, instead of a meal, they gave them a green drink, where you take a whole bunch of greens, you know, like I'm talking like a half a pound of kale and spinach and, you know, all these kind of greens, and made a green drink out of it. So, you know, it was like eating five salads and or more, you know, because when it's all smoothied, when it's all ground up in a smoothie, you actually get better mobilization of the nutrients because it breaks up all the cell walls and all, you know, everything comes right out. So what they found was that not only did this have better results than a standard Mediterranean diet at losing weight and lowering blood pressure and improving bad cholesterol levels and improving insulin sensitivity and lowering inflammation markers, not only did it do all those things, but, and I'll read from the study, the researchers discovered a significant reduction in brain atrophy over 18 months in those who adhered to the Green Med group, specifically among people over 50 years old. Harvard professor Meyer Stamfer, who was participated in this, said adding more foods rich in polyphenols and further reducing red meat is the key to this whole thing. And polyphenols are substances that you find in green leafy vegetables, which is what they did with that green drink instead of dinner every night. And these polyphenols are anti-inflammatory antioxidants that can actually, many of them, cross the blood-brain barrier. So they reduce inflammation in the brain, which allows the creation of new neurons, particularly in the hippocampus, which is the learning and memory center of the brain. They used MRI scans of the brain to track increases in volume of the hippocampus. They actually found that the hippocampus in these people on this green Mediterranean diet, which is basically a vegan diet with occasional fish, a little bit of fish, and maybe a little bit of cheese, probably the harder cheeses like feta cheese, the high-protein, low-fat cheeses. But, you know, the big thing was a green drink every night instead of dinner. I don't know. It would be interesting to see if they had done the green drink with dinner, you know, what difference that would make. Anyhow, that's our geeky science for the day. So what's on your mind? Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's up?
Referring to the call who two callers from the one last hour, one from this hour for education, mm-hmm. and I don't think they know about how people value education since the slavery. Like, they go in prison for just educating and making them to read.
Yeah, it used to be a crime to educate black people in this country.
Yeah.
Right up until the 1860s.
And what I'm worried about is with all the fire going on, it's like new scammers would pop up and try to collect the money from us, just like they did with this Hurricane Sandy back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of scams popping up right now to rip people off. Phony sites that purport to be FEMA. I mean, there's a bunch of that stuff going on.
That's what I worry about. The new scam will pop up and people will lose money over it.
It's already happening. It's already happening, Johan. Whenever there's a disaster, there's always predators who come in on the back end to try to exploit it. And that's absolutely happening right now. It's one of the reasons why Governor Newsom put this three-month moratorium on lowball offers for burned-out houses. Was, you know, so that people don't just like leap into these things. But amazing. Johan, thank you for the call. Spot on. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Mike Johnson's starting to get some heat for firing the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee because he was anti-Putin and replacing him with a pro-Putin guy. This is going to get interesting. I'll be right back with your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After last-minute snags were straightened out, Israel's war cabinet and then legislature will vote on the ceasefire hostage release deal Friday.
What we hope is really the fact that we have a proper moment where we can have population to breathe and ensure that they can envision a better future.
Antoine Renard of the World Food Program in Gaza.
We have all it takes, actually, to provide the proper food assistance to the population, being in the north of Gaza or south and central.
A federal judge in Texas ruled that Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho can move ahead with another attempt to make it harder to access the pregnancy-ending drug called mifepristone. In a Slovak town on the border with Poland, an 18-year-old student fatally stabbed two people at a high school. A third person was critically wounded. The attacker ran, but police caught up with him shortly after the deed. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stand-up comic Bill Burr shared opinions on the catastrophic LA fires during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, like only Bill Burr can. After saying he was tired of people on the internet sitting at home in their underwear suddenly becoming fire experts, Burr attacked insurance companies, saying they will keep the people's premiums and give themselves bonuses, insinuating that they are the actual looters. John Cena's likability is off the charts with John Cena fans. The sometime actor, sometime wrestler will host a new talk series. Variety reports that Cena will host a 4-episode talker called What Drives You and will interview guests like Logan Paul, Jelly Roll, and Travis Barker in their favorite cars. This is a really original idea that was even more original when Jerry Seinfeld came up with it. What Drives You will air January 21st on the Roku channel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even keel he is, and I think, you know, his growth, I mean, the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a 2-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uke to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what, and he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 20s in the overnight with a gusty south breeze. Friday, there will be a chance of some light snow, maybe a bit of freezing rain mixing in. Otherwise, highs in the mid 30s. The weekend looks frigid. Currently 29 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all. In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we will revisit our conversation with Harvey Kay on Jimmy Carter's legacy and the two very different January 6th anniversaries. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
And reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end today. Or text my name, Hartman, to two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or visit ffrf.us/Hartman. Together we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/Hartman.
Justice and truth buried deep in the ground, sold to the highest bidder without
Welcome
a sound.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Sasha in Kent, Washington. Hey, Sasha, what's up?
Hey, good day to you, sir.
Thank you.
I've just noticed that you're getting a whole different level of troll. They're more prepared, more polished, but you drive them deeper, they still fall apart.
Well, thank you. It's been a 21-year dance with the trolls here on this program.
Can I take a point on the post office?
Sure.
I just want to say, what is the only form of communication where there are stringent legal restrictions about who can read what you wrote? Only in the post office.
Oh, really? Oh, because it's illegal to
open the post.
Yeah.
Huh. So we do away with that, and a lot of privacy.
Oh, that's interesting.
Is lost.
That's real interesting. I remember that argument years ago for the post office offering an email service to people, a secure email service, you know, kind of like Proton Mail. Bernie, I believe, had suggested that. He had also suggested that the post office offer postal banking, like they do in Europe. When I lived in Germany in the 80s, I don't think they do it anymore, but when I lived in Germany in the 80s, you could go to the post office to cash your paycheck. And so people who didn't have enough money to have a checking account or a bank account could always use the post office. And that was Bernie's idea. But that's great stuff. Sasha, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Good talking to you. I just caught this, by the way. Scott Bessent is a multimillionaire investor type, I believe. I don't know much about him at all. I intend to learn. But he's the guy that Donald Trump has nominated to be our Treasury Secretary. And he was testifying this morning before the Finance Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, which has to confirm him or recommend confirmation to the whole Senate. And Bernie Sanders is on that committee. And this is a conversation that Bernie had with Scott Bessent. Check this out.
Right now in America, we have over 22 million workers who are making less than $15 an hour, and nearly 40 million people in our country earning less than $17 an hour. Shamefully, the federal minimum wage, despite the efforts of myself and other people here, have not been raised since 2009 and remains an unbelievable $7.25 an hour. Will you work with those of us who want to raise the federal minimum wage to a living wage to take millions of Americans out of poverty?
Senator, I believe that the minimum wage is more of a statewide and regional issue.
So you don't think we should change the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour?
No, sir. Okay.
There you go. So there you go. That's that's what we can expect from the incoming administration. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Quickly, so HBO came up with another documentary called After Truth. which is a documentary about misinformation and fake news consequences. Mm-hmm. And in it, and you know, they talk about Russia meddling with elections, but they say that Republicans basically are now using the same tools that the Russians were using to meddling with elections now. And I just thought I'd pass that along to you because it's a very interesting documentary.
Wow. It's called what?
After Truth.
After Truth. And it's on Netflix.
No, no, HBO.
Oh, HBO. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have the HBO.
All right.
I'll check it out.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Alfredo. Thanks for the heads up on that. All right. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Interesting conversation with Mr. Ittner. You were asking for an example where a smaller nation defeated a larger nation, right? Well, the Polish-Bolshevik War of 1919-21, Lenin, Stalin, and Trotsky sent the invincible Red Army, as Stalin put it, to liquidate Poland, and from there they were going to spread the Bolshevik Revolution to France and Germany and all that. Well, it didn't quite work out that way. The Poles had an excellent signal intelligence service, and what they did, they jammed radio communication between Marshal Tukhachevsky's army in the north and General Budioni's cavalry corps in the south by reading Bible verses over the radio frequencies, and that enabled General Marshal Pilsudski to defeat Tukhachevsky in the north and then turn back and defeat Budioni in the south, and therefore saved Western Europe from having the Bolshevik Revolution spread throughout Western Europe.
Incredible. I bow at the feet of your military knowledge.
The army was so superior in numbers and all that, and it was just a miracle.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So that would be... So this is kind of the second time Russia's had their ass kicked by a smaller country.
Yeah, Lenin, Stalin, and Trotsky were taking a cakewalk like Putin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they were invading Poland, and the Poles didn't take too kindly to that. And on Amazon Prime, there's a movie called Warsaw 1920. It's dubbed in English, and you'll see the French were instrumental. They provided the Polish army with a lot of Berthier bolt-action rifles and Renault tanks and helped the Poles defeat the invincible Red Army.
Amazing. Amazing. So why, I mean, I have so much respect for your knowledge of, you know, the history in that region anyway, in particular. Why did Poland not prepare for or fight back more effectively against the Nazis in 1939?
Well, Nazis were just, you know, the tactics were superior. And, you know, to give you an example, when the Nazis invaded with a blitzkrieg with Stuka dive bombers and tanks, the Poles attacked them with cavalry with lances.
Oh, jeez.
They were just so overwhelmed in, you know, modern weaponry.
But didn't they
didn't
all of Europe have basically 7 years to see this coming? I mean, you know, Hitler started building his military in mid-1933. He didn't attack Poland until 1939. That's 6 years.
Yeah, right. Well, Chamberlain and the French were more interested in appeasing Hitler in Munich to get part of the Sudetenland and all that. And, you know, another example, the French army was considered the best trained and best equipped army in 1940. And matter of fact, they had more tanks and superior tanks to the Germans. But the Germans had the Blitzkrieg War. They coordinated armor and artillery or Stuka dive bombers. And they had better generals and better tactics. And although the French army was superior, the French surrendered in a month.
Wow. So what does this George, about the state of the military in Europe right now if Donald Trump was to say the U.S. is pulling out of NATO tomorrow morning and good luck, guys, and Putin
says...
Well,
I see a lot of, French President Macron is suggesting that the Europeans come up with, a European pan-national army to help you.
Isn't it kind of like 1939 right now? I mean, you know, shouldn't
they... Yeah, right, because, you know, they don't have the industrial base and all that. It would take them years to build up their armies to, you know, with our support, with the air power and the sea power and all that, but it would take them years to be able to match the Russians.
Right.
So, I read somewhere where the Russians produce more artillery shells in a month than all of Western Europe does in a year. So that gives you an example.
Wow.
Of what they'd have, to, what they're up against if they want to, if Trump pulls out of NATO and leaves Ukraine and Western Europe, on their own hook. Right. I hope he doesn't. He better learn from history, as like I say. My dad and my uncles fought the Nazis.
Yeah, so did my dad.
I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, my dad never saw combat, but he straight out of high school, he volunteered for World War II.
My uncle was a paratrooper with Patton and fought at Bastogne and D-Day and all that. And another one was one that liberated one of the Nazi concentration camps. I think it was Dachau.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just a plain infantryman. And what he saw there, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been to Dachau a couple times. I've seen the pictures.
Same here when I was stationed in Germany. But keep up the good work, and kudos to Matteo. I enjoy talking to him.
Okay, will do, George. Yeah, Matteo's great. He's a great guy. Thank you so much. Great to hear from you. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's amazing. This moment in history we're all living through. I mean, as awful and cringeworthy as so many aspects of it are, it's also absolutely fascinating. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. Right back with your calls after this.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing
your
it.
Face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, everyone gets busy in the first months of the new year, and it's wonderful having ShipStation here to help take the chaos out of shipping and make it a smooth process. Plus, ShipStation can save you hours of work, which means you can focus on other parts of your business. You never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders all on one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. So what are you waiting for? 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation. Plus, 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM.
Where have all the sexual predators gone? Shielded by power and scorn. When will we try to learn? When will Americans learn? Where have all the scandals gone? Covered by loyalists, everyone. Where have all the scandals gone?
Welcome back.
Gone?
51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mark in Falmouth, Kentucky. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, real quick. We need to stop. You had a caller on last hour, and she was distraught about what's going on the next 2 years or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start talking to our 14 to 18 year olds. That's who's going to be voting, and tell them you're going to be paying for these tax cuts.
You're right.
And if we do that, maybe they'll get the point that maybe we need to vote for a Democrat instead of a Republican.
Yeah. You'll be paying for the tax cuts for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
We're still paying for Reagan's tax cuts right now.
Yeah. I'm not real thrilled about that. I voted for Carter.
Yeah. Same here. I think that's an excellent point.
One thing I have been doing is telling people, make America great again, and explaining that America's always been great. You know, do you mean better like it was back in the 50s and the 60s when one paycheck would feed a family of eight and let them go on vacation every year? That's when the wealthiest 1% was paying 77% in taxes, and the CEOs were making 30 times what the person on the floor was. Now it's 1,000 times.
Yep.
But
yep.
You explain stuff like that to them, and maybe you're going to change. I don't think you're going to change 30-year-old. They're set in their ways.
Well, the problem is that they've been marinated in social media, and the social media has been taken over by right-wingers. Facebook and Twitter have turned into Fox News. And, these are cult machines, basically. They're designed to suck people into cults. Mark, thank you. Great idea. Suggestion. Great suggestion. Stephen in Kula, Hawaii. Hey, Stephen. What's up? You wanted to talk about meat science?
Yeah, I just wanted to add about eating greens. I don't know if you know, heard of Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn from the Cleveland Clinic. He wrote Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. He has worked with some of the people who've had just the worst heart disease, and he recommends for his heart patients that they eat greens 9 times a day. Hmm. He's had tremendous success.
Yeah.
I'd also like to, in Dr. Greger's new book, How Not to Age, yep. he talks about the element spermidine, which we have in our body, but it's called the longevity vitamin, and you can increase that by mushrooms, tempeh, and the cheapest way is wheat germ.
Hmm.
And he also talks about beans being the greatest predictor, whether you eat beans being the greatest predictor of longevity.
Yeah.
And all the blue zones, that's one of the main things they all have in common.
Yeah, the darker the beans, the better. Because those are the polyphenols.
Yeah, but all these countries, they eat a lot of different kind of beans, but mm-hmm. beans in general. But black beans are fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you, Stephen. I'm a big fan of this stuff. And Louise, we've got a big fancy juicer. Louise makes juice all the time. Juices, vegetables, and occasionally fruit, but mostly vegetables because it can be hard to eat 4 or 5 salads a day, but you can have one good green drink and have the equivalent. And now we know that this actually can reverse the aging of your brain, which is just mind-boggling. Stephen, thank you for the call.
Yes,
thank you. Spot on. Thank you. Lewis in Portland. Hey, Lewis, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, right now, the ONA is on strike at the main campus.
What is ONA?
ONA is the Oregon Nurse Association.
Oh, okay.
They're on strike right now.
Yep.
And did you support that? I know you talk about them. Please talk about them more. They're part of our community.
Okay.
New Seasons is on strike because they're trying to unionize. Please talk about that because yep. you're the best advertisement. And I'm a semi-retired Local 28 IOTSI and postal worker at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So support those two and as well as the Starbucks people, please. You do so well on that. As amazing. These people are happy. They're getting people's attention. Please do that the same from your end. That's all I could say is you're inspiring me. I was going to go home. I said, what can I do? Do you want to stay and help hold signs? That's what I'm doing right now. I'm getting
into
good trouble, I guess.
You're on the picket line.
Yes.
Right now.
I'm on here. We're at the main campus right now. Yeah. So I had to come down here so you could hear me because of the cars beeping by. So please keep this up, Tom. Your work list, you and Louise, have forced me to go practice looking and doing my homework.
God bless you, Louis.
Little old Rick Smith.
God
so
bless
keep
you.
It up, Tom.
Okay,
that's
thanks
all I got to say. Hey, Nutter, NUTR, is a company that does fresh nut milk from nuts you can buy on your own.
Okay, Louis, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but thanks. Thank you for being with us today. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there like Lewis just did. Get active. Tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We have a very big, important meeting. So coming up on the show, a specially curated edition of Matt Nair on Air. We'll be back with you live on Monday. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In Israel, a war cabinet vote and then a vote by lawmakers on the ceasefire hostage release deal is set for Friday.
It appears that the disputes which had held up this deal have now been resolved, and we're hearing from a senior Israeli source that Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, will convene his security cabinet on Friday to approve this deal.
ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. The death toll from the Los Angeles wildfires rose by 2 and now stands at 27. There were a couple of notable entertainment world obituaries. Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, who parlayed a forgettable career as a player into a punchline for movie and TV appearances just a bit outside, died at the age of 90. And filmmaker David Lynch of Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, The First Dune, and Twin Peaks fame passed away at the age of 79. This is ABC News.